Welcome to Back Porch Pilgrimage, Episode 8. Thank you for joining me on the journey. Honor your feet, for they are bearing the burden of your heart's desire and taking you places your soul longs to be. I have to say, I wasn't expecting to get that sort of wisdom sitting on a bench in an albergue courtyard after a long day's walk. I had hobbled outside to enjoy the breeze and sunshine and to attend to my aching feet. I was at the end of my 9th day of walking. I had several fairly angry blisters and a couple of hot spots which, if not treated properly, would become more blisters. The bunion on my left foot, it was a beautiful fire engine red. My feet and lower legs were swollen to the point that the joints on my toes had disappeared, and so had my ankle bones. I was not alone in my plight. In fact, the distinctive hobble of pilgrims has been given a name in all the guidebooks. The Camino Shuffle, it's called. There I was, doing some necessary first aid, grimacing a bit, vainly rubbing each foot in hopes of some relief, and another pilgrim sat down beside me. We exchanged head nods. He looked off in the distance, staring at nothing in particular, and I kept applying antibiotic cream and bandages of varying sorts to my feet. When I'd finished, I stretched out my legs, leaned back on the bench, and wiggled my swollen toes. I let out a noise that was somewhere between a sigh and a groan. My benchmate looked over at me and down at my feet. "First time on the Camino?" he inquired. "Yes," I replied. He looked off again into the distance and said, "All first-timers read about foot care, and then they forget about it until their feet start complaining. Looks like your feet have been busy reminding you to pay attention to them today." He made his comments without a hint of judgment or criticism, but with a matter-of-fact compassion, which I found engaging. He also had the sound of someone who had been there and done that. "How many times have you walked a Camino?" I asked. "This is my 5th, he said, "but to be honest, it took me until almost the end of my 2nd walk to Santiago before I really took my feet seriously enough." He continued, "Even when we slow down to the pace of a walk, we pilgrims are always tempted to be in a hurry because we're on a timetable and we feel the need to get to the next town or the next holy place or the next water fountain or the next cafe. Instead of stopping a few times a day to take off our shoes and relax, we feel like we have to press on. And then, if we continue to ignore the messages our feet are giving us, we will suffer the consequences." He told me he had lost 4 days on his 2nd Camino because his blisters had become infected to the point he couldn't walk. And he went on and said, "Thankfully, at the end of my 1st day of injury-imposed rest, another pilgrim came into town who was a medical professional from Korea. For whatever reason, that pilgrim had mercy on me and stayed with me for 2 days to help care for my feet. It also seems that he was a pretty spiritual guy, because not only did he do all the practical things necessary to put me on the path towards healing, he also shared with me a bit of wisdom. Honor your feet, for they are bearing the burden of your heart's desire and taking you places your soul longs to be." When we said farewell to each other the following morning, I never saw him again. But I did do better about taking care of my feet. And when I did a better job of taking care of my feet, turns out they did a better job of taking me where I wanted to go. Funny how that works. Right now, where I live, many of us are spending plenty of time sitting still. This is uncomfortable for a culture always on the move, with things to do, places to go, and people to see. We are a restless people. So restless, in fact, we can easily overlook what our bodies, our souls, or our hearts are telling us. So restless, we have little time to sit and listen for wisdom or insight or the voice of God's Spirit. We've become so accustomed to listening to the voice in our head telling us to do more, we don't even begin to know how to discern between all the things we need to do. So, we simply rush about, paying little attention to the blisters on our souls, the friction in our relationships, or the toll such rushing is exacting on our health and well-being. As it happens, honoring our feet isn't simply about proper foot care. Rather, for me, it's become a metaphor about paying attention to things easily overlooked when one is in too big of a hurry to get on to the next thing. As we collectively sit with our restlessness right now, wondering what will happen next and being impatient with our situation, I wonder who we're overlooking. The people who are carrying the burden of getting us to the place of health and wholeness? The people who are feeling the weight of the requirement to work at jobs where they feel unsafe? In our impatience, are we overlooking the people who have died and the grief and anguish their deaths have left behind? On one of the promenades in Santiago, there is this amazing statue of feet. Just feet. Amid the bustle and excitement of pilgrims, the sculpture stands as a silent tribute to how we arrived at our destination, one step at a time. Really is one step at a time. That's the only way we can make progress towards any worthy goal. There are no shortcuts. Every journey takes the time it takes. Honor your feet, for they are bearing the burden of your heart's desire and taking you places your soul longs to be. Thank you for being with me on this journey. Keep walking.